Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, now, today we're going to cling to the stories that don't matter.
Are you one of the people feeling a bit rough this morning?
Look, it was a big surprise. Right. I think a lot of people are kind of reeling from the news from last night. But one group that isn't reeling or that isn't surprised is the Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, good.
Actually, they predicted the outcome of the US election with the headline on Monday, Trump wins in South Australia.
Okay, what on earth is going on?
Beautiful clickbait. You have to click on it and see what is this about. Well, it turns out in South Australia this week, on Monday, so before the election took place, a greyhound called Tronald Trump. Good old Tronald won a greyhound race, and it was headline news from the Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, SMH, come on.
So they was taking it as a bit of a sign, perhaps, of what could happen over the next few days. I'm going to quote verbatim.
Please.
From their article.
Please.
So the canine Trump was quick off the mark, pulling ahead of the pack early and maintaining the lead. He was several body lengths ahead of the closest competitors as he crossed the finish line. Could this be a sign of things to come?
Oh, come on, SMH. Come on.
They predicted it. They're like Paul the Octopus for the old World Cup a few years ago. They always like to cling on to kind of fake news stories that may or may not predict the outcome. And in this case, Tronald, mate.
Well, Tronald. Tronald, well done.
Combines our two loves of Donald Trump and greyhound racing.
Was Tronald bashed over the head shortly afterwards and dumped in a shallow grave like so many of his brethren?
Strangely, the article ended after that.
Whoa, who knows?
We don't really know what happened next. Very much like the real Donald Trump.
We do not know.
We don't know.
What is happening next?
So the next not news is a new tourism campaign for the Northern Territory.
Now, I feel like I might know where this is going, so I'm getting wowser-ish here, but maybe I'll throw out a language warning just in case.
I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah, all right, so there you go. That's a mild implied language warning is coming your way.
Yeah, if you've got kids with you, maybe turn the volume down for the next 2 minutes because this
Don't do
new
that. Just make the kids go out of the room. Keep listening.
No, my bad. Keep listening. Keep listening. Kids, this is your fault. Get out of the room. It's called See You in the NT.
Oh, wow.
I'll let that mull over for a second. Of course, it is spelt like the old MSN chat, so it's the letters C.
It is.
And the letter U. The Northern Territory.
Are they letting the NT News, instead of writing headlines, write their ad campaigns now?
Well, surprise, surprise, it's not an official campaign.
Oh, okay, all right.
But that's not stopping them from selling T-shirts and singlets branded with the See You in the NT logo, which is just in time for Christmas.
That would be a wonderful thing
so,
to wear.
So you can think about that as presents for your family.
If they could do that in some kind of, really Christmassy jumper.
That would be perfect.
That would be amazing.
So you could give one to your nan. You could see your nan in the NT. You could see your parents in the NT. You see your whole family in the NT.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Mm-mm.
It's beautiful. It's great.
It's certainly up there.
It's better than Donald Trump winning the presidency.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
And finally, of course, the shocking news that the Toblerone bar, the first casualty of Brexit, has been decimated. So new Toblerone bars have been released and they're missing half of their peaks.
Yeah, I know. It looks really weird. The one I saw on social media, I thought it was a Photoshop of people making a joke.
It does look really bizarre. It is missing half of the chocolate. I can only assume that the peaks now spell to B-O-E rather than Toblerone now.
Is there a reasoning behind this? Do we know?
I'm going to blame Brexit. I think they were saying that the ingredients are costing too much. So for them to sell it at the same price, they have to take away half the chocolate.
That is just ridiculous.
I know. I even went looking this morning. I stopped in all the convenience shops looking for a Toblerone bar. I think people are panic buying because there was none there.
That is amazing.
So I'm determined to find one now that's got all the bars and maybe just leave it on a shelf sell it on eBay.
I'm at the airport this afternoon. Should I just stock up on those really novelty size ones where like each triangle is like a sandwich or
please
something like that?
Do. Yeah. You should donate some to 2SER.
Maybe I'll bring some back, yeah.
So, look, there's a lot of scary stuff happening at the moment. But I think that one thing we should be talking about, of course, all day we'll be hearing about the results of the US election,
yes,
how Trump is the new president.
Yes, we will.
And I think we're all in shock because everyone just assumed that he would lose.
We did indeed.
And I think we really underestimated the large swaths of America who are living in poverty, who really took Donald Trump's message to heart. And I think they were massively overlooked and to our detriment because Donald Trump won by quite a margin.
He did.
And it's pretty shocking to us, and I think there's something that we're missing that we're not understanding.
And I think and I think what you're implying here is that there's also stuff we can look at home as well. When we see a groundswell of conservatism in our own country, we can look at the reasons and look at, you know, look at what the message is that is going home for the people supporting it.
Yeah, and don't dismiss it so easily.
Don't dismiss it so easily. It's very important. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.